This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I mean, yeah, if I'm... Part of me says if I'm Giannis and I keep doing this little dance, it's almost like, why are we delaying the inevitable? Like, this is over in Milwaukee. I'm going to ask out eventually. Now, I wish he wouldn't ask out. Like, if he was like, nah, I want to stay. I want to see this thing through. Then, you know, yeah, I'd like to be here. There would be no discussion. But like I said, he keeps doing this dance about, you know, trying to get out of there or preparing people for him leaving. Just do it this summer.
You think that's an issue? Like, you kind of brought up, like, you'd rather see him see it through. And I'm with you. Like, it feels like, and I guess I'm for player empowerment, so do what you want. But, now, just as soon as it's over, it's like, you're going to go running now.
Mm. Yeah, it's just.
Like, you're not, Bucks won't be, like, you're Giannis. Like, I don't know. It's just different, I guess.
Yeah,
like I said, I'm for player empowerment, so move if you want.
It's a different culture. It's a different mindset. You know, they're a little more freer to move.
It feels like quitting, if we're being honest.
It does, but...
But it's different.
Yeah,
none of us got paid to do it, so...
I also understand the aspect of, especially somewhere that you were traded to or you drafted to, or it actually doesn't even matter. But in a case like with Giannis, you know, you gave that city 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
You brought him a championship. They have all the right in the world to say, I want to move on. And, you know, my wife's family's from California. I want to go to California. You know, that's where I want to make my next move. I don't know. Like, I like to think if I was in Giannis's situation or Fox or any of these other guys that, you know, I would just stay. I'd try to see it through.
My thing is, like, we don't even know if he is, but if he was, like, you're leaving from something that might not even be necessarily that bad. It's just you had to go through a couple of years. Like I said, you're Giannis. You can get wins to the Bucks. Like, I don't think they're going to be in the dumps in the lottery every year. Like, it's difficult to get a player like that on your team, but
yeah,
move how you want.
So you're all in summer of Giannis.
I think that's what's, yeah.
But yeah, if they lose first round.
Does this destroy KD to the Celtics? Do the Celtics wind up with Giannis?
Oh, hell yeah. How does the money work? I send Jaylen Brown, Payton Pritchard, Derek White, I love you, but get the hell out of here for Giannis. I'm not above trading whoever on whatever.
Yeah, Giannis is different. Giannis is different. And I'd rather... I'd rather him go there than to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the one team that we've had for the last 5 years.
Yep. Man.
Oh, don't go there.
You know how those things work too. It's like we've heard Giannis to that team for 5 years. Like maybe it's
full
real.
Time on KSFM if Giannis winds up 90 minutes from here. Be D'Lo from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Kenny can join whenever he's ready.
Aldridge, Jay, wow, so quick to trade Jalen Brown. Celtics fans, give me all the good players. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. You know what I keep, what kind of keeps coming up? And it could just, you know, it's just what happens because of the market and everything. But I just Googled Giannis trade rumors. And at least three times, Carl Anthony Towns for Giannis came up. With, you know, people writing articles about it.
Mm.
If I was Giannis, that's the move I'd make.
I'd take the Knicks serious after that, I'll tell you that.
That's the move.
New York, or are these old articles?
Okay. They were from February this year. That's the move I would make. And you know, I'm about legacy, about immortality. And if you're Giannis, then you go to New York and you can bring them a title.
But can you? Like, can he?
I think he'd have as good a chance as anybody since Ewing in 95.
Hmm. So what stops him from winning titles now?
This team's not good enough.
Yeah.
They don't really have, I think, avenues really close to them to get there.
So Cat Giannis straight up works?
I don't know. I don't know. They just talked about Carl Anthony Towns.
Okay.
But the run the Bucks have been on, which was, hey, man, come on. Now they got, 6 years of championship quality basketball, maybe even seven.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. And it's come to an end. Like, Middleton is gone.
Feels like it, yeah.
Dame, even with Dame being there, it doesn't feel like you have enough to build around.
Feels disrespectful when you bring up Bobby Portis and try to convince us on that. Ooh.
Suspended Bobby Portis.
Yeah.
Was he PEDs? What was he again?
Yeah, PEDs.
Yeah.
On the juice.
Damn shame what happened to Bobby Portis.
Chad House brought it up. You're honest. You got local ties, man.
Well,
we got a player who wants to see clarity this offseason. Let's work.
Milwaukee, you'll love Domas.
Let's work.
Yeah. Make that happen. I'm trying. I guess you can't do nothing right now. I was trying to see if the money worked at the very least for Carl Anthony Towns, but I don't even see him on this roster.
No way the Bucks are just trading Giannis for Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, it's
they can't possibly have a draft pick left, can they, after the Bridges trade?
Maybe, maybe not. They had a plethora, but they gave a lot.
They did have a lot. Yeah, they did have a lot of draft picks.
They gave a lot. But straight up, I didn't even put try to trade, but yeah, it's Cat makes 49.2, Giannis makes 48.7.
Machine says it's good, so it's good.
They both got 4 years on their deal.
Wow. Man. Maybe.
I think that would be the move.
Maybe.
I think that would be.
Why do the Bucks do that?
No, Giannis has to ask out. I was literally going to say right now, Giannis has to ask out.
The Bucks do it. But the Bucks do it because you get a Carl Anthony Towns in return, a really, really good ball player. But you got to get the picks too. I'd probably even ask for, I don't know, McBride. Maybe
what's better
Josh
though?
Josh Hart.
Maybe okay, that's Josh what Hart that's why I figured there has to be another player involved. Yeah. But what's better, Jalen and who'd you say, Derek White?
You could have your pick.
And whatever picks Boston has.
That's probably Jalen Brown. Like probably Boston. It's probably Boston. But
Finals MVP.
KC to GM. I'm not helping you guys just start another dynasty.
You're a terrible general manager. You're literally the worst.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't starting another dynasty on my dime.
But you're going to help the Knicks.
I don't really help
Yeah,
the
that's
Knicks.
True. You know what? They're
Boston
not trading
and Boston
Giannis.
Boston
the,
Milwaukee
they're not trading. Yeah, Casey, they're not trading Giannis to the Celtics. Yeah, you already indirectly gave us Drew Holiday the chip.
Yeah.
I don't know. You did do Kyrie for Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're back. And his hip is fine.
No, we've established, though, that KC is the worst general manager.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
What are you talking about?
It just so happens he's willing to deal Giannis
KC
to
is
the
not,
Knicks.
If you have just, a oh, bunch
what
of...
what a coincidence.
If you have 20 first-round picks, KC is not trading with you. If KC hates you, KC's not trading with you.
That's right.
KC's also coming to the table with his best offer.
We need
first offer is the best. After that, like, I don't know what you want from me.
I
want
to know how serious you are. We ain't trying to play no games. We ain't playing no games, man. I ain't got no time for that. I'm trying to see how serious you are.
General manager Kenny Caraway would have offered Brock Purdy $75 million.
What do you
right
want to do here?
Well,
what do?
You said we do. We don't need to deal with the summer of Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do $75
million. Well, I wouldn't do $75 either. I'd do more than the $25 that TC's trying
to
give.
Do more than the $750 they apparently offer him.
But yeah, there needs to be collusion around the NBA to not deal with OKC. Don't, or at least for their picks.
Collusion, huh?
Yeah, don't. There needs to be a gentleman's agreement around the league. Don't email. We'll just talk at the winter meetings or summer meetings or whatever. Don't deal for any of their first round picks. Make them draft them all.
Shout out to the chatty house working for Giannis, by the way. Sack is closer to Fresno from Aldo B, closer to Fresno than the Bay climate-wise, so Sack is up on what they can offer.
Who doesn't want a center who won't shoot but will pass the ball?
The Bucks.
We could send them someone to pass the ball to also.
Dame. Set up Dame.
Oh, there you go. Domas and Dame.
Domas cook, baby. And Dame.
That'll do it.
Let me see. They don't want him. I was going to say Zach LaVine makes $44 million.
Well, they certainly hate him.
So they wouldn't want him. But you could get Domas. It's bad. Domas, Devin Carter, and Keegan for Giannis.
Wow, already given up on the rookie. Man, he had shown so much promise. He was your favorite player like a week ago. Now you're dumping him.
It's too much money, actually.
John Paul's has it.
We take Bobby Portis back. There you go.
There we go right there, yeah. Damn, John Paul's damn off a Domas screen. That'd be filthy. I don't know how the Celtics would deal with that. I'll vouch. I don't know how the Celtics would deal with that.
Can you imagine if they got Giannis?
No.
The Celtics?
No.
Or us?
Kings.
Oh, God.
That would be.
Giannis doesn't fit the starting lineup.
Yeah. How does this affect Keon
the
Ellis?
The guy doesn't shoot threes.
Oh, Giannis will just hold back Keon Ellis from being able to be Man. Good. Or no.
Oh just another player Keegan Murray can't develop under. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Man, at some point, the Kings got to let Keegan develop.
Did you ask Giannis to go to the bench?
He'd be better suited off the bench.
Keegan will be Giannis will be the first player to ask for two trades in the span of 3 months.
Have you seen the plus minus numbers when Giannis is off the floor?
Oh, man. Bro, you know who
rating.
You know who this really screws up? Jake LaRavia.
I'm just saying the net rating is crazy when Giannis is off.
Why would we trade for Giannis when we could just sign Jake LaRavia?
He's too expensive. We're not going to be able.
That's real. We
are not going to be able to match really that deal. He getting $25 million a year. What are we going to do with that?
And it's not going to be more than 20.
Well, you can't even give him five. Isn't that the thing?
Kings fans will find a way.
Giannis was a -12 the other night.
Wow. Wow. To paraphrase the great Jesse Tapia, MVP.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pee my ass.
Hey, don't do that. It backfires.
Oh, man.
King. Every fourth quarter, it's Giannis dribbling the air out of the ball.
Move the basketball around.
Oh man, someone get Keegan his shots.
We're gonna have fun one way or another.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
All right. We'll come back. James Hamm at the top of the hour. The WNBA schedule came out, and holy crap. Their national TV schedule is crazy.
Come on.
We'll explain. Plus, we talked about the Bucks. Warriors. They lost one last night without Steph. Jimmy's return to Miami. We'll talk a little bit about the Western Conference, the rest of the Western Conference as well, before James joins us at the top of the hour. See the one KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Oh, these veggie sticks go so tough.
I disagree.
They kind of taste like French fries in a way.
Yeah, a little bit. I was going to say, I don't think there's an actual vegetable in them.
Not interested in joints is good. Sticks. Ryan loves veggie sticks.
Well,
not interested.
Are they actually healthy for you, or are they lying to us?
There's no chance these are
healthy.
You
throw a veggie on them, like, yeah, cool.
No, there's no chance these are healthy. The number one ingredient is potato starch. The second number, the second ingredient is potato flour. That's why they taste like French fries. They just make you feel like they're better for you because they're not super high in calories.
What's the thing? Like, it's a green and white bag. Like, there's the red letter, and it just looks healthy.
There's a difference between it being good for you and, like, just not being awful for you. Not being, like, super high in calories. You know what's good for me?
What's that?
Prize Picks.
Yes, indeed, man. It's good for all of us. It's good for that bank account, too. You know what I mean? Because Prize Picks, oh, they make sure, you know, I can go get a box of veggie sticks for Ryan. You know what I'm saying? Because when I cash out, it's all good for me, man. Now, last night, the bean money did not.
Yeah, nothing was good last night.
Yeah, nothing didn't come through. But that's okay. That's okay because today's a new day. Thursday, we're going to have more bean money. And guess what I'm going to do on Thursday as well? I got a free play. They got that Cooper Flag half a point play for you to put in your lineup. So if you do that, and then you win one other one, boom, you're winning.
That's it.
You got money right there. So make sure you do that. They play, Duke plays Arizona. Yeah, Duke plays Arizona on Thursday. Cooper Flag, he definitely getting that half a point. Mm-hmm. So they gave you the free play. And all you got to do is follow the beam money after that. And then boom, you'll be in there.
Weird when you say that.
You'll be in there. So download the Prize Picks app right now. Put the promo code KIFM. And you get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. Don't have to win, nothing like that. You just get that by putting the promo code in there. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, run your game.
I've been a little gun shy lately, man. I need to start firing off some lineups.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to
come. My new favorite player, Austin Reeves, 24 and a half tonight with the Demon play against Indiana. Put my phone down, man. What are we talking about? What are we talking about right now? The WNBA announced the WNBA announced their national television schedule.
Okay.
And boy, they are really banking on Caitlin Clark mania, brother, to continue to run wild. 41 of the 44 games that the Indiana Fever play are on national television.
That's excessive. Now, look, the ratings.
To be clear,
lie.
That is not Caitlin's fault.
No,
and, don't get mad at her.
And the ratings don't lie. Like if you're the TV partner, you're like, hey, what's going to bring us the most, the biggest ratings? It's Caitlin. She's going to do it. But that still seems excessive. That's all right. They're doing too much. And what, like you said, it's not Caitlin's fault, not the Fever's fault or anything else like that. But yeah.
Do you think it hurts the product at all, putting her in front of everyone's faces too much? And not maybe showcasing, I'm not saying that they're not showcasing others, but like she's at the forefront.
Well, the Fever are playing someone.
That's true.
Mm. If Caitlin draws eyeballs, man, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Like I said, I don't blame anybody.
Like I know Nafisi Caller's upset about it. Like, hey, more people will be watching you, I guess.
And she's upset-ish I saw what she had to say. She was like, this is not a knock on the Fever or Caitlin. Like, she was like, her thing was like, don't take away from them, but also make sure other teams have the same amount or close to it. If you want to put them on 41 times, that's all good, but find somebody else to put on there 38 times or something like that.
Yeah, it's not how it works. I mean, with all due respect, like, Steph is on 50 times a year. LeBron is on 50 times a year. They're not going to put Domas on, you know, or they're not going to put even a Jimmy Butler on 50 times a year. They're going to put Wimby on 81 times a year. You got to get league pass to see the 82nd.
That one's flexible.
Yeah. They're going to flex the Kings out of a game and put... I'll be honest, man. This season has been such ass. I didn't know last night's game was on TNT until I went to watch it.
Well, you wouldn't know if you listened to it either.
Why are y'all going at...
we just didn't know who they were.
Yeah, it was like, damn.
You knew who Greg Anthony was.
I know Greg Anthony
was. Yeah, I know Greg Anthony because I have NBA TV.
Well,
of course, play NBA, but you get it. That was NBA TV right there. They made a call.
Like Kevin Harlan didn't want to do nothing?
Okay, well...
Kevin Harlan, actually, Kevin Harlan.
That wasn't even the guy they have for their players only stuff or whatever.
It's not.
Is that still a thing?
I don't think they call players only anymore.
Yeah, it's a thing-ish.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I understand putting Indiana on that much. That's the way it works right now. Is this what it's going to be forever, though?
No, I think there might be, and this is where I think you have a real discussion if you're the WNBA. At some point, in my opinion, we can revisit this, and I'll say I'm wrong if I am, you're going to hit diminishing returns. And I feel like you're probably going to hit that here.
I think
if you did this with the idea of popping numbers like you did last year 41 times, I don't think that's going to happen. It's like we relate everything to wrestling. You go back Kenny's favorite era, like 94, 95, 96.
That's SummerSlam.
Real.
That's SummerSlam crazy, right?
It was real.
Part of
real.
That is
the Tonka.
They'd take the Undertaker off TV, they'd put him on TV. They'd take him off TV, they'd put him on TV. Every time they put him back on, the number would go crazy. Oh, the Undertaker's back. Let's watch it. Oh, numbers go from 3 to 4 or whatever the numbers are. But then when he's on every week, the numbers aren't 4. They're 3.8, 3.5. He's just going to be here next week. They're 3.2. It starts to have a different effect to it. That's ultimately what I think is going to happen with Caitlin and the Fever. And I don't think people are going to be, The ratings have tanked. No one wants to watch them again. No, I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think they're going to draw the same type of numbers they did last year. They still may be above, you know, the Chicago Sky average or something along those lines, but I don't think it's going to be what it was last year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Shout out to the Valkyries, by the way. You see what they did?
Yeah, that was pretty dope, man.
10,000 season ticket holders.
I have softened my stance on going to Valkyrie games.
I haven't softened my stance on that stupid ass name.
Well, the Vals. They're not my favorite team. They're not gonna be my favorite team. You know, I'm Aces for life. So
that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
What's so ridiculous about it?
They've been in existence for like 2 years.
That's my squad. You talking about?
And you've claimed them for life.
Yeah, that's my squad.
So when Asia's gone, you're still Las Vegas Aces for life.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I'm not Warriors fans with Steph Curry. I'm not going to jump.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm right.
Drew
there
Down
with the Aces.
Just minding his own business. Look, just Drew Down minding his own business.
I'm there with the Aces. I'm Aces for life, unless the Monarchs come back.
Those Warrior fans used to be Laker fans, if you know.
Yeah. He ain't lying.
Did the Valkyries? Oh, they haven't. I was like, I feel like I would know. They haven't picked their radio partner yet. I assumed it would be our brothers in San Francisco, but yeah, they haven't picked a radio partner yet.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to a few games though.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna go to.
A few games. I'm gonna go when the Aces. Go out in to town. The. I'm probably going when the Sky are in town.
Shut go up out to the. To the dental office. The dental office by the water.
I love to go to Fever game. I think that would be a great atmosphere.
Big Caitlin Clark guy over here.
But yeah, I softened my stance a little bit. All right, man.
Let's get Manny in here, 916-909-1320. What's up, Manny?
What's up, fellas? I was
the Valkyries and Aces. That's ABC.
I'll be there.
Go ahead, Manny.
I was watching the end of that the TNT broadcast. I the way Candace Parker hates Sacramento is crazy. Like, she was talking about that third quarter, and she was like, yeah, after the 10 made threes, they still were down 21. I'm like, ma'am. They were not down 21 after the third quarter. Like, she'll say anything to make the Kings still look bad, regardless if it's anything. And it's hilarious, man. But tonight, fellas, it's another episode of the Chatty House After Party. We got that boy bringing his thing. Leezy is going to be in the house tonight.
Wow. So, we're just talking.
Man, it's the burrito and the cereal. We coming together. We're gonna talk about the Kings, unfortunately, but we will. We're gonna have a live Leezy bracket challenge. We're gonna get Leezy a team, and he's gonna have to sign at least a 10-year contract on that. So whatever team he comes up with, that's gonna be the team he has to root for. So we're gonna talk about that and a bunch of other things. Just check us out tonight, 8 p.m. on ESPN 1320. Come on through. Grab a drink and come on through.
It's the most energy you've ever had in a call, and you damn near got banned for it. Man, this Valkyries, the home opener is like sold out.
Yeah.
And the retail price, the resale prices are bananas.
Mm. I'm looking at their schedule right now, too. I'm not looking at the tickets, but, you know, you think about trying to get down to their game. They don't have a lot of home weekend games.
Yeah, I see that. You can go June 1st, see Minnesota.
I'll go next week.
Oh, bruh. I got this right? Yeah, the Aces game is on the weekend.
Yeah, that's one. And then I
wonder what the ticket prices are for that.
They play Chicago on a Friday night. I might go see that one. See my girl Angel. Indiana, that's on a Thursday. That'd be a good one, too. Dejanay in Connecticut.
Man, this is going to be one of the toughest tickets in the city.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Looks like I'll have to.
Resale lower level, $544.
For the Aces game?
The Aces. Yeah, let's see what a Kenny seat would cost. $4,000 for the Caraway seats.
Let me hold a dollar.
That ain't even center court.
Let me hold a dollar real quick.
You're going to need 4,000 of them to go see. You said you was Aces for life.
I am Aces for life.
Well, how Aces are you if you ain't willing to cop up the dollars?
$4,000? I'll just go to Vegas.
Shoot. That's a true story. That's a true story. Go to Vegas. Not the Valkyries, but the Warriors. They got roughed up in Miami yesterday.
You going to repeat what you said yesterday when that Warriors game was on?
Oh, I know what you said. That ain't what I said.
What did you say?
No, I didn't say it.
What did you say?
I didn't say
Who
it.
Who said it?
You said it. Warriors is getting roughed up. Obviously, Steph isn't playing. Kenny Caraway says...
I don't know.
He said it. Steph Curry and what?
Some Jags.
Oh, we're bringing that back?
Oh, they didn't got work two different
Steph
times.
Steph and some dudes.
That's too straight. Yeah, that's too straight.
Jimmy, come
that's
back
a little,
Miami.
That's a little race there at the six.
It is, man. And they need Steph back. I think Jimmy said that last night.
He did.
Like, we need Steph back.
He's like, I don't want to do this without him. This sucks.
We need Steph back. They are, man, the Clippers and Minnesota half game back. The Clippers are, that's the crazy part to me. They're there.
Yeah.
Clippers can be in six.
Yep.
Man.
They're right there.
Man, what a season. What a season for Ty Lue and those guys, man. This has
got to be Ty Lue's finest coaching job. Yeah. And he beat a 73-win basketball team in the finals. What he's done with this squad is pretty amazing.
Did a heck of a job.
Because we thought they were done.
And I feel like Minnesota hasn't played in a long time. I hadn't even paid attention to their games in the last week or so. Ever since they lost to Detroit, I think, and then came back and won.
They don't play tonight either.
They don't play till the 28th.
I got Boston.
They don't play till Saturday.
I got.
How are they getting this many days
that's
off?
That's impossible.
How are they getting this many days off this late in the season?
It's, what's today? It's Wednesday?
They play on Friday, excuse me.
Oh.
But still, they haven't played since Monday.
That's crazy. It's Boston and Phoenix tonight.
Yeah.
You going to root for the Celtics tonight?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And that's a back-to-back for Phoenix.
Celtic City.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not. Today's Wednesday.
Can we get a Vamos Celtics at the end of the show?
Ooh, good one.
Sure. There's nothing else going on today. Sure. But
I don't think Phoenix plays tomorrow.
No, they don't. I was thinking it was Thursday. They play the Celtics tonight, Minnesota on Friday.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Hey, speaking of... I know it's not really your bag. You don't really get into the prediction bag, but just have a little fun with your boy. 10 games left for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say they need to do in the 10 games to get into the play-in? I'll give you my thought for it. I think they need to go. I think 6-4 does it.
I think bare minimum you need 5-5.
I think it's 5, but there's a caveat. You have to win the last one.
Mm.
I think 6-4 cinches it no matter who the 6 are against. Mm-hmm. I think 5-5 does it, but you have to beat Phoenix the last game of the season.
I mean, the 5-5 is more. I think Dallas could go 4-6 or 3-7, I think. I think Phoenix is there.
I looked at, like, Phoenix, but Phoenix, am I bugging? Does Phoenix have Boston twice?
Yeah, they got Boston twice. They got to go to New York.
Yeah, they got some, I didn't look at, again, I thought, I've looked at Dallas' schedule once.
Phoenix is tough. I mean, depending on how you
Phoenix
feel about
is tough.
OKC in the last week of the season, and obviously San Antonio's not tough, but, yeah.
So here's Dallas. Orlando, this is to finish their road trip at Orlando.
That's
at Chicago.
That's two losses.
Their home versus Brooklyn.
It's a win.
Home versus Atlanta.
It's a loss.
At the Clippers.
Loss.
At the Clippers the next night.
Loss.
At home versus the Lakers.
Loss.
At home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, Luka's going to go. Luka's going to want to beat their
brains. Oh, that's the game. Yeah, that's right. That's the game. April 9th.
And they'll win the last two games.
Toronto and Memphis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I might have said 3 wins, 4 wins, I think.
No, I think you said they'll win the last two?
I said they'll beat Brooklyn. I guess.
So they lose in both to the Clippers?
Yep.
Okay.
Just go 500.
I mean, that really might be what we're talking about. 5-5. I think 6-4, you might coast in there. 5-5, I feel like you have to beat Phoenix at the end of the season.
6-4 definitely gets it done.
That's absolutely what I think.
Yeah.
And can we find 5 wins for the Kings?
I think they're there.
We don't need to play that game.
Yeah.
Portland. They blew that down. They were up 14
with fire,
in that one.
Brother, huh?
They were up 15 in that one.
I'm just saying where they'll be favored. How about that?
That's fair.
Portland.
1.
Washington. Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
3-0 right there. I don't want to play that.
I think those are the only games they'll be favored.
So let's go. They're favored in those three. You said Portland, Washington, and Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
We determined you have to beat Phoenix.
Yeah, you gotta get that win.
You gotta pull one other win out of there. Whether it's Orlando, tough, Indiana, Cleveland, Detroit, Denver, or the Clippers, you got to pull one other win out of there.
You got to win the ones that we're expecting you to win, too, by the way.
Yeah, which, right. You can't cough one up.
Yeah, they haven't done, which is what I'm saying. This game is scary.
That's why.
Well, there was only one game that you expected them to win so far, right?
Yeah.
But they won another one. Again, the Kings, as stupid as this is.
Well, they lost the game that they were expected to win.
The games, which one?
The Bulls.
Well, that's what I mean. But they won one that you didn't expect them to win.
Right.
But
they traded. They didn't catch one. They traded it.
Yeah.
You don't expect them to beat the Bucks, but the ones were like, yeah, you have it, and then you just take your foot off the gas. Like, that's a problem too.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Phoenix gets in on the last game of the season. What's the first game you're thinking about? Like, we blew it.
One of these first three.
Yeah, with Chicago comes to mind.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the Clippers game.
Oh, we're talking about past ones.
Yeah, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about like the season ends. Yeah, the Kings missed the playoffs by a game.
Do you feel like you blew the Clippers game though, or you just lost?
I think you were up five, weren't you? Weren't you up five?
Well, you were up, I think, seven with like 140 something to go.
Yeah, like that's tough. 7 points? I know that's not.
Did they blow the Nuggets game too? Those were close to close, or back to back close.
Refresh my memory on the Nuggets game.
The Nuggets, I can't even say that, because they were like down two guys. They were obviously, once you're there, you got to win. But they were cooking against the Nuggets, and the Nuggets just kind of walked them down.
Yeah, like but it was like over the last couple minute and a half, 2 minutes. Okay. Yeah.
Bulls game comes to mind for me.
You up 19.
At home, you were feeling good. You had just won two games in a row. Like, everything was pushing towards,
well,
you'll win that game.
Jaden Ivey in Detroit.
Oh.
One last parting shot from De'Aaron Fox. Missed the playoffs because of one game.
I was thinking about that. Can you imagine Kevin Huerter makes the playoffs and we miss? Kevin had the last laugh.
Kings lost the overtime game to Toronto. Oh, the 60-point overtime game against Minnesota?
Atlanta, where Fox gets stripped at the end by Dyson Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
That was tough. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these losses, the 1-point loss to Detroit.
I feel like these ones recently are worse, just given like you had, these are ones you had to get, like, because you're just in the situation, man, already.
Seven. My God. So Doug won seven in a row, then three. Doug won his first 10 of 11. So I had Doug's, is Doug's record right now 22 and 19? Is that right?
Let me look that up.
I had it at 22-19. He started 7-0. That means he's 15-19 since then. And it's worse because it would be 12-18, if I'm doing that math right, since winning 10 of 11.
Mm. Man.
Does that look different to you? Obviously, no. You get credit for the 10 of 11.
Yeah.
But over the last 30 games, you're 12 and 18.
No, it don't look different to me. And that could be biased because.
Why does he get.
But I'm not going to. And I'm not saying this is what you're doing. You're just doing it for the exercise, but I'm not going to take away the 10 wins.
I'm not trying to.
Doing it for the exercise.
He won 10 of his first 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sample size. He won 10 of his first 11. He's 12-18 over the next 30. I don't know. I guess maybe so that's no big deal.
Well, those first games with a different roster as well, but
yeah, and it doesn't.
Yeah, I guess so.
To your Fox question, guys there. Does it?
When
say
did
anything?
Fox leave?
February 4th or something like that.
Oh God, yeah, that's all De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
The does it to answer your question? Does it say anything for nah?
Sorry, you'll enjoy this. The 10 of 11. Can I just read the leading scores real quick?
Yeah.
Fox 33, Fox 35, Malik 31, Malik 26, DeRozan 30, DeRozan 24, Fox 26, DeRozan 28, DeRozan 33, Sabonis. Wow. Sabonis 29, DeRozan 32.
Pass the ball.
10 of 11 wins right there.
Pass the ball. We would have won 11 of 11 if you passed the ball.
I got a Doug Christie question. Do we want to use that now or when we get back?
Let's use it when we back. Yeah.
Real quick, a sneaky loss, a sneaky frustrating loss was at Memphis. Remember that? Ja gets thrown out. The Memphis bench scores like 40 points or something like that.
Yeah.
And you lose by 5, I think it was.
Yeah.
Frustrating. The whole season is always littered with those, though.
It is. It definitely is. And that's just the frustrating thing when you look back as the season starts to kind of fall apart. Nothing will fall apart, though, with Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty. They are the professional realtors in the area, and you can avoid the hassle of selling your home and get at least 3 guaranteed cash offers in the first 72 hours.
My girl, Sasha, she decided it was time to sell her Sacramento home and move to Roseville.
Mm-hmm.
So she called Johnny Jennings and the Made for More Realty crew. Johnny was able to get her a full price offer and help her get a great deal on her Roseville Sun City home. Shout out to my girl, Sasha.
Yeah, some of us call her Mercedes. they will sell your home 27% faster than other homes on the market. They have been voted the number one team in Roseville for the last 3 years. Ask them about their guaranteed home sale program. Ask them about getting multiple cash offers. Expect more, get more with Johnny Jennings and his team at Made for More Realty, California DRE number 01982171. Just Google Made for More Realty today and get more for your home. Jesse's riveting question about Doug Christie when we return next on ESPN 1320. Telling you about the saga of the fence and how the fence came down and we had to get the fence back up to pass inspection and all of that. Well, my man Ruben, we got that fence propped up. One strong good gust of wind this morning.
Already?
Oh man. And that thing is gone.
Come on.
It's like, all right, now we gotta we did what it set out to do. Got it propped up. Got past inspection.
Okay,
getting water in the pool. We're okay. We still have another inspection coming up, but clearly we got to get the fence fixed. So, yeah, that joint came tumbling down this morning. Uh-oh. And, oh, yeah. Yeah. But
the
now
fence?
The fence did, yeah. We had it propped up. We passed inspection. Did what we had to do. Water's going in the pool.
Okay.
But we've got to get the fence fixed for real now. Mm. Now I just needed time to get other quotes. The one quote I had was like $3,700. And I don't know what the running price is to fix a fence, but that felt like a lot.
That's about it. I mean, you can maybe get a little lower maybe, but it ain't cheap. Maybe hitting.
Think Jazz will come over and build a fence for me?
Maybe. Maybe. Now, see, here's where your life of living on a secluded...
I don't live on a secluded... I live in Rockland. I don't live on a secluded lot.
You comes into play. Because if you had neighbors like me...
I do have neighbors.
You and the neighbors could go... You guys could pay together.
So that's the weird thing. The fence that fell, actually, I've never seen one of these before. It doesn't share with the neighbor. Like, he has his, I have mine. And there's I guess it's called a fire lane. In between. Rich. And it, no.
That, no, yeah. What the hell? That, yeah, no.
Wow.
I don't even know what it's for. Like, I don't even have a key to it. Like, he had to let my man Ruben in so Ruben didn't have to, like, hop the fence when he rigged the fence to stand up.
One of the richest things I've ever heard.
I was recording Corners of the Culture this morning, and I heard, like, a crash. I was like, what the hell was that? And looked outside, and sure enough, the fence came down.
Yeah, personal fences is rich. It is.
It is. No, it is.
It's not a... You guys are jackasses,
it's not connected. We don't share it with your neighbor, correct?
No, this one isn't shared with the neighbor. It's like a... It's like...
But do you have a side of your fence that's like, hey, Bill, what's up, man? Can you do that?
Yes, I can. Okay, yes, I can.
Just one. I don't have a fence that isn't shared with another house. They're all shared with another house.
I don't even have a fence. My apartment just has a gate.
Well, TCG just ruined my goddamn day. Fencing should be around $3,000 to $4,000. Well, yeah, that's all right.
Right. Bill's not worried about the price.
Still look around.
Hey, please don't say things like that out loud.
I assure you,
my man came over and took some 2x4s or whatever they were to prop the fence up because I was very much worried about the price. Now I'm worried about how much Rockland is going to charge me for putting water in this pool. I got home yesterday. The game was on. I'm putting together furniture outside. I'm done it. I mean, what, 9 o'clock? So right, but it was the fourth quarter. It was like, okay, we're not going to get this. Mm-hmm. I went to like see how much water was in the pool after the whole, you know, the water running in it for 12 hours, 10 hours. It hadn't even hit all four corners yet.
Oh, that's man. Like downloading a Jeez. Game for the PS5.
I'm like, oh.
I bought new the show.
Check back hour and a half later. It's only 25%.
I guess I'll be playing this tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. When's the estimated finish for the fill-in?
Will it be ready by WrestleMania?
Yeah, it's it's moving a little quicker now. So you have to fill it in on the deeper side. And so that takes longer. And now, like, it's level and it's just on its way up. I think it'll probably be done, if I were to guess, maybe tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, we in there.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow night. And then they come and they clean it. It's a mess right now. And then it's not turned on yet. Like, gotcha. So, and then it'll all get turned on.
Oh man, it's slick. Yeah.
And then it's going to rain. So it's awesome. Like, it's cool. It's going to rain and be 56 degrees for another 10
it's
days.
It's supposed to rain for a whole week out here.
Yeah. Not a cool look, man. Not a good look. Not a good look. Jesse.
Yeah. So we all like dark and all that, but can someone make the case for why you should take the interim tag off of him? Why he should be this team's coach going forward? Like, what he's done that we can point to?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think he took a group that was clearly done with the last coach, and he went through two different versions of this basketball team. He went through the De'Aaron Fox version. He went with the Zach LaVine version. You know, or I guess you call it the post De'Aaron Fox version. Then he had the post trade deadline version. And he's had a lot. He doesn't have a coaching staff. He has what's left of Mike Brown's coaching staff. And even one of those guys left. He's had a lot of different things thrown at him this year. And I think Doug has done a good job. I think he's searching sometimes. And I think his searches, like, because Mike used to do this too, but Mike's searches look different. Like, Mike would pull, you know, Chris Duarte hadn't played in a month and a half, and all of a sudden he's playing. Doug's been consistent. Jay Crowder ain't playing basketball. Like, he's going to the same guys, just sometimes he goes to them a little longer. Sometimes he's looking for a different lineup with them. We're seeing that with LaRavia. Like, he's trying to find the right lineup for LaRavia. Maybe he's found it now. But I think he's done. I think I can make the case for him getting the job, but I do want to see how these next 10 games play out. If I was in that position, if I was in the hiring position.
Does missing the play-in change your mind at all? Like, do the records change your mind? Because these, like,
missing the play-in would hurt.
I think Doug can coach, but like, he's also 10-11 since the deadline. This team hasn't been playing well late.
Missing the play-in would hurt.
Ibrahim throws in some in the chatty house. He says, I want Doug to get a shot with an offseason and a staff, but doubt he gets a shot if they miss the plan. I'm less worried about the latter port, more the first. I don't think we can bring Doug back and give him a shot. I think if you're bringing him back, throw a 3-year deal on that.
Yeah, he shouldn't come back as an interim. He should come back as your head coach. I look at it like this. I want to say regardless of record, but regardless of record, it goes back to do you believe that this guy is the guy for the job? Because anybody you hired has been fired, right? Anybody you hired is going to be somebody where somebody looked like, this guy isn't good enough no more.
No, you could end up with a Will Hardy type or something like that, an up-and-comer.
But they're just as improving as Doug Christie.
Well, yeah, but we have a sample size with Doug here.
We don't know, like, Will Hardy ain't done nothing. Like, if we went by Will Hardy's record right now, we should never hire him. And I think he's a good coach. I'm just saying, if we going by that, he should never get another job.
Yeah, I mean,
But we don't, though. We go by circumstances. We go by, hey, I think this guy is a good basketball mind. You know, I believe in what he can do, given the right circumstances and the right players and all this other stuff. We do that for Will Hardy. And that's, I only use that example to say that's more so of probably what you would be doing if you believe in a Doug Christie. What he could be, what he could do with a more stable situation.
Yeah, I'm just worried about making Doug the guy and still not really knowing about it and then realizing maybe this isn't working. Like, he has his guys. Like I said, because like, it's tough. He doesn't have a staff, but the record is what the record is. And they're kind of going in opposite direction right now.
You got to go something like that. I just believe you got to go a little bit more. You got to go a little bit more on your gut, you know, because you're not going to know anything.
And we're cool bringing him back with the.
You're not.
Even though. Would you bring him back and hire a new GM?
That's tough.
There's got to be a right way you do this, I feel.
I think I would, because we talk about that, and it's a real thing. It is definitely a real thing. But if Doug Christie, is able to win games, it won't matter who the GM is. GM not going to fire him, more likely than not, if they're a playoff team for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come into play.
There's another side of that if, though, where if it dubs down the other way, you're kind of looking at yourself like, yeah, what were we thinking? Like, how did we not? Maybe Doug doesn't start off the best way, and the GM, this is my excuse to get him out now.
Well,
there's the other side I feel like you got to think about.
Yeah, but you won't. I guess my whole thing is you won't know any of this. Like, you won't know nothing about nobody. You bring in Will Hardy, you bring in Sam Cassell, you won't know.
But that's like, I'm saying that's the.
You won't know.
I'm not necessarily opposed to bringing back Doug. I'm not necessarily opposed to bringing back Doug. I'm just trying to hear the answers. And I feel like you bring in a new guy, there's no dysfunction aspect to it where it's like if Doug doesn't do well or whatever, the GM's going to go get his guy now. Like, there's no added part of it with the Kings. I feel like that matters.
Understandable, but I think the answer is just don't fail. Like, if you don't fail, you won't have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but we told that to the last group.
No, that last group.
The last guy won Coach of the Year, and he was out a season and a half later.
Yeah.
I got so many questions about that, man. I just don't understand it. They just seem to be so sure that was done. That was it. Mm. Like, how did we get there? Like, how did we get there? Why did you hire him? That's the part I keep getting stuck on.
Hire him the first time?
The first time.
Yeah.
Like, if you were really trying this out for 2 years? That was the plan? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't understand it.
And question. Quick question too. How is the Kirby 75 like with what roster? How's Doug getting this team to the playoffs? It's not with this group.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
What I'm saying, like Casey said, like, yeah, if you get him to playoffs and you win, that's how you change it. Like, how are you doing it? Like, you're going to have to go backwards first. This group is not winning.
If you have to go back, it doesn't matter who the coach is.
I don't.
That's the way I look, because you ain't going to be good. And by the time you're thinking about being good, that person's not even going to be here. Because they'll have like four losing seasons. Like, if you going back.
Well, no, it's like, do you want to see through a rebuild with Doug Christie if you're the new GM or with your own coach?
Who sees a rebuild all the way through? I think maybe Dagnall is the only one. Most of them get fired.
Yeah, did Dagnall take over for Billy?
I don't remember.
Who Dagnall take over?
So we just assuming the next coach is just firing them? Like,
what's his name? Steven Silas was in Houston.
I remember. Didn't Cole fire Billy on the air?
Well, then the next guy is
didn't
just
he fire
lost,
him on this show?
At that point, the next guy is just the lost cause then.
Yeah. If you're doing
I mean, some would argue that any coach of the Kings is a lost cause. I'm just so happy Nick B is back in the chat. I'm so happy Nick B is back. Welcome back, Nick V. They have people ready for Mike Bibby to be the coach now. Mike Bibby been the coach of Sac State for a day, and they're ready for him to be the Kings coach.
I think Yeah, I understand everything Jesse's saying. I get it, but
I do think
like, you're not gonna know. Like you, I think some of this has to be on the, if you're having a interview process or whatever. How do you feel about this guy moving forward? If you feel good about Doug Christie, I say you do it. I don't think you worry about the other stuff.
That's fair. I feel like I feel like we're asking the Kings to finally do it the right way, then you got to make the hard decisions too, maybe.
But that's the tough thing. Like, I thought they did it the right way the first time.
You got to keep doing it.
Or the last time.
Well, they didn't because you hired two GMs.
Well,
you didn't.
Well, one of them is gone officially. You see that?
When I saw his little goodbye. Well, hey.
You fired the one that talks to the agents.
He's like.
He also might have been a problem. Like, yeah, as far as his connections, like maybe his connections weren't good. His relationships weren't good. Aside from the other stuff, like
he seems to piss a lot of people off.
Yeah, piss people off, and I don't know. I go back. I think about that Jeff Teague conversation. When Jeff talks about it, he's like, I'm not even mad at the guy. I'm just like. All right, whatever. Why are you talking to me about this? What do you want me to do with all this? Like, and I think that's what happens sometimes with Wes. Like, All right, man, just because we're cool. Like,
but that's the other whatever. Thing. I don't know that the other guy talks. Like, I don't think his press conference persona is a work. I don't think dude talks very much.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I have no that's going to be my first tattoo. Kings 2025 season. I don't know, man. Just put it right here on my arm. I don't know, man. That's about all I can say about this team. It's all I can say about the front office. It's all I can say about their decisions. It's all I can say about the Mike Brown move, the De'Aaron Fox trade, the hate for Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. I don't know.
I don't know, man. What? That's what I put on my what?
If Chicago had gone to the conference finals with these two, do you think the conversation would be different?
No.
Probably not Kings, though, if they go to the conference finals with those guys.
I mean, who knows? I don't know.
I don't think there's anything either one of these two would do that would make the people who hate them not hate them.
Yeah.